Welcome new listeners to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry, the audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know, the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show a number one. So welcome to the show.
Well, well, well. This is the Montreal show. Let me start by saying Montreal was a lot of fun. And Jacob Greco, he filled in with the band. He's a comedian from Montreal, funny comedian. He filled in with the band on first two nights. And then after that, it was Mike Carosa, who is, I hope I say his name right, Mike Carosa.
Yeah, Mike Carosa.
Who is he on Twitter?
He's Mike Carosa, at Mike Carosa, C-A-R-R-O-Z-Z-A.
Well, let me tell you something. He's the real deal. You know, when you meet someone, I hope he does listen to this. He said he doesn't listen to the show because I'm not his cup of tea, but I'm still going to throw some love his way. But besides being a really funny comedian, that's why he was originally, I thought, hey, you know, I like to put two comedians in with the band, put them in black suits and they get all the bits. He happens to play he has an electric guitar. He plays the guitar. So it was great. And then, also, same thing. I wanted to put two comedians in. Let me also say about Mike. So Mike was just great. He knows the lay of the land there. And he was always, you know, whatever we needed, he took care of. He's like the mayor of that goddamn city. Or at least that's what he would say a lot. All right, that joke could have been better. But he was just great. And right, John?
I love Mike so much. We're now friends. And I hope I see him soon.
He's awesome. And besides, he was there for his comedic abilities, but we benefited all week because, you know, Mike, where is this? Where can we go eat? Mike, where's this building? Mike, I have to be there. Where is that? Okay, Mike, do you know where the transport is? Oh, he knew everything. And as if it couldn't have gotten any better, then after Jacob could only do it Monday or Tuesday, then came in Chris Sandiford. If I say it ever so with a little bit of finesse, Chris Sandiford, I've met over the years. Matter of fact, he is somebody who does impersonations? James Adomian. Yeah, that's it. That's all I think about him. He said once, he goes, oh, when you're in Toronto, you got to hang with Chris Sandiford. By the way, I have sometimes trouble with names, but I think I'm saying his name right. But I know who he is. Of course I do. When you're trying to give someone a compliment and then you say their name even a little off, it just seems, you know, but he was great. And he just brought on for his comedic ability to be in the band for the bits, plays the trumpet, the trombone. And as sure enough, two shows later, he's finding the beat and everything and joining in. It was so cool. And comedically, they were great. God, that band was great. And a local drummer, Phil, we just lucked out. Phil was a local drummer who was music. His background is just music. And he was just a great energy.
Follow Chris at O Chris. H-O Chris. Or wow. O-H Chris. O-H Chris. O-H Chris.
Wow, we really throw a lot of love his way, that fuck. Now I got to Venmo them some gift card or something, I guess. I heard that's the right thing to do. It's on its way. Relax. I have a nice hot cup of coffee with some vanilla milk in it. and a package of raw sugar. So it's delicious. All right. So all those shows, the Mainline Theater went out of their way. It's not their fault. The air conditioning sucks. But I hope they do something about that. Because other than that, I love that venue. Every single person that worked there was just so nice, so awesome. Isabel, Kenny, Bruce in the sound booth, and so many others. But those were the three we dealt with a lot. And man, they ran a tight ship. And they did it perfectly every single night. Everything about them was perfect. The way they set up the venue, how they remembered the way it was when we left it, even though it had to change for other shows. Their energy, their demeanor backstage, their professionalism. They were just perfect at everything they did. And just wanted to send a lot of love their way. The owner of the theater, everybody. All right, so let's get some AC in that place. Let's figure it out. Let's get it done. Seriously, it probably involves a little bit of insulation. Seriously, because I think those portable AC units, they just blow and blow and blow and blow. Probably involves a little bit of insulation. And, oh, man, I love that room. So we can that can get done. That's doable. So, and the festival was fun as always. Just a little overwhelming. John, was that crazy?
That was one of the best things that's happened. That was one of the best things that I've ever gotten to experience. Got to hang out with your comedy greats, just hanging out at the bar with them. Got to see amazing shows like Andy Kindler. Got to see his State of the Union.
Wow. I thought about that when you were in the van. Like, you're in the van all the way in the back. This is when they were taking us to the airport. And then there's Moshe is there, and Nick Thune. And then there's a few other people, too. Of course, I'm drawing a blank now, but... And the conversation is just flying around. I'm sitting on the other side of this big pile of luggage that for some reason they put on the first seat. So behind me was everybody. I'm just up front all by myself. And every time I talk, they would tell me to shut up. This conversation is not for you.
And then you called Nick Thune.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know he was going to have me on the speaker, but I called Nick Thune from the front of the van.
But you talked quietly enough into your phone so we couldn't hear you, only through Nick's phone.
I did that. So Nick, I called Nick and I went, hey. And he's got it on speaker all the way in the back of the van. That was really embarrassing. I mean, you threw me under the bus. Wow. And I heard everybody laughing. I thought, whew, I'm getting laughs. I was nervous. I didn't want to bomb in this bit.
And then Nick Thune told you, hey, Todd, I heard the driver called you a piece of shit.
Right.
And then you say to the phone, all right, I'll talk to you here in a second. And then we all hear you in the van go, do you tell everybody I'm a piece of shit?
Yeah. I go, all right, I'll call you right back. And then I act like, you hang up. Hey. Did you call me a piece of shit? Why would they lie in the back? What would be their...
Oh, it was so funny.
I love it. And even the drivers were perfect.
Yeah.
Every so single people. Night, they were so friendly and so positive. You engaged them at any level. They were wonderful. Always ask the drivers. I'm always curious how long they've been doing it. Some amazing. Some 30 years one guy had been helper at the festival, doesn't work for the festival all year round, but during the festival. But anyway, I digress. So anyway, I just wanted to just say that Mike Carosa, you're just the best. You're the real deal. You're just if I was giving out Mr. Rogers awards, I would give one to you. And one of the other things I'm going to tell you, if hopefully you'll listen to this, because I could tell you to your face, but you probably, you'd interrupt, I'd punch you. But you like to see other people succeed, and that is just heart, that's great.
Yeah.
People are like that, and you can tell. He likes to see other people succeed, and that shows by, oh, we'll get that, oh, that'll be cool, I can help you do this. And I see when he listens to people about what they're doing, and he takes a genuine interest, so... I'm not even going to end that with a joke. My instincts are to go, yeah. Other than that, I hope he listens to this, and I hope he starts crying and has to pull over on the side of the road.
Yeah.
Fuck him.
Oh, yeah.
I went for it. I can't help it.
We can't turn it off.
We can't turn it off. I'm always on.
That's what I heard.
That's
what I heard.
Yeah, that's why. I'm like that. I did. My instinct said, don't do that. But I have to end it. That's like the dessert.
Yeah.
I can't end. What am I going to do? Just walk away and numb? I have to say something at the end. So that's what I did. All right. So,
Gary Goldman.
Gary Goldman was the guest on the podcast today. I know this sounds weird, but to George Carlin, I don't know what you're going to get. Like, when you only have an hour, and I knew I wanted to be respectful of the next podcast that was coming into this space. And by the way, the people that recorded this, three people, you know, there's one person that's in charge of recording it, then the stage, and then, you know, the get the lighting. We got the room so swanky for 12 o'clock in the afternoon. The woman that worked at the hotel came in. She goes, oh, we can lower those lights. Everything we asked was like a yes. Next thing you know, like, there's a room that you enter before you enter the showroom. They're banquet rooms. So there's a pre-banquet room. And then even that, I go, can this get darker? She's like, oh, yeah. Got it really dark. Lit three candles that were on tables in there already. I go, is there any way, you know, when they're friendly, you don't want to push it too much, but you can push it a little, you know? And they were so agreeable with the lighting. So now you walk into a pre-room that's dark. There's three tables with black tablecloths, three candles, that's it, but it's swanky. Then you go into the actual showroom. It was little, and that we even had darker. We had an old Gibson amp up on the stage. I said, put your guitar out, just anything to warm it up. These two great, big, gigantic, red, comfortable chairs. We didn't do it in front of a banquet table. Those days are done. That was in the why that we ever thought. I guess because we're comfortable with our notes in front of us, and then you do it. But no, I like that. Don't make it look sterile. We're at a conference table. So we had the two big red chairs. John was like squish next to us in the band. And John was on keyboards and iPad. And we had trombone, guitar, and the best drummer. It was really cool. And the space looked really, we made the best of it. Never doing it in the afternoon again. Right?
All right.
No, nighttime. And the same place that we do the show.
Yeah.
Just let me do my podcast there one night, even after my show. I'd set up once, and that's it. But there was a lot of really, really good love and a good energy, and I really, really have fun at that festival. It's overwhelming and it's overstimulating in a just a beautiful way, and I love it every time. I never take it for granted. I bump into Josh Ademeyer. That guy got a lot of love. He's on the podcast next week.
Awesome. I love him.
I'm going to make him sing.
I bet.
I know. Believe me, he's going to have no choice. I already have a trumpet coming in. I have drums. We're going to get a keyboard. We're all right. We're good to go. Back in the studio. Whew. All right. Enjoy the show. What I mean is, I don't know what it is. Like, it's an hour and you have to get in. You have to get out. Things are, you know... So, but as it happened, and Gary was great. He was so at home, and we had a good time. The band was really a hybrid of our show and a podcast. You know, the band served as the actual band, as opposed to John at the board. John was like in the band with the board and keyboards. All right, everybody. I'm talking a lot, right? I'm in a good mood, you know, what are you going to do? So, all right, so here's the show live from the Montreal Comedy Festival. Thank you. John, what was your favorite moment at the festival? I'll give you the last word.
All right, I have so many great memories. It was overstimulating. Real quick, I'll just do, I hung out with the Cooties a lot. Those guys are amazing. They're so much fun to hang out with. Their music's hilarious and they're great musicians. But like a really funny moment that happened was I was at one of the parties and Todd Barry walked in front of me. And I just said I was a huge fan of him. I told him I worked on the Todd Glass show. And he said, oh, that's too bad. And then he said, no, I love Todd. And I said, I love you. And we all smiled. He walked away. I turned to my friend. I was like, I just talked to Todd Barry. And they were like, oh, great. You're in with all the Todds.
That's exactly what I wanted. Aristotle, why don't you roll in the Todd Glass live from Montreal?
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the 36th edition of the Just for Laughs Festival. Presented by Bell in collaboration with Lotto Quebec. Comedy Pro is proud to present today's podcast. Now, no one wants to hear your phone go off during the show, so please, take that last perfect selfie or tweet about the awesome show that you're about to see. Don't forget to include the hashtag JFLMTL and then set your phones to silent and put them away. Also, please note that during the show, the use of any phones, cameras, or audio video recording is strictly prohibited. For all things just for laughs, check out hahaha.com. And don't forget to download this year's new JFL app, available on iOS and Android. Now that we've got all that out of the way, sit tight. The show starts in a minute. Enjoy.
Thank you. Wow. My crotch is uncomfortable. That's my new thing that I say all the time, and everyone knows I'm being serious. Everybody's had an uncomfortable crotch. Let's sing the song. Everybody's had an uncomfortable crotch. Huh? We're an improv troupe. Wow. All right, let me just level with you. I'm actually in a good mood. I don't want to just complain. I'm not a person that complains. I enjoy life, but it's too early, right? Like, who does? What are they? And I don't want to also be the person that, you know, the wrong person comes in here from the festival and you're complaining, and then you're done because they're already, you know, they're mad at Andy Kindler. You heard? Oh, you didn't? Oh shit! No! Ah, shut the fuck up! No, I feel so bad. You know what it is? I have a big fucking mouth. And I know I can edit this for the Andy Kindler guy. He's not, the state of the industry is over this year because he's, oh, you didn't even know that? Oh, man, my big, all right, how do you like my acting? So anyway, but it's very early. I thought like either the people that have jobs, like, you know, maybe I have podcast listeners here in Montreal. All right, thank you. But some of them, you know, God bless the ones that get, God blesses it, you know what I'm saying. Well, if you say God bless, you know, we're living in a good society. If you say God bless, people feel like they have to apologize for it. I don't think that's a bad thing. They're like, I'm not crazy, I'm spiritual, you know. But that's a reason. That's why people go, well, why should you be embarrassed to say God bless you? Because people think you're a lunatic. Jesus. Thank you. Who is that? I'm not out of it. So anyway, what did I do wrong? What did I do right? I think I'm turning into Andy Kindler, except I'm younger. So it is early, and I thought, like, are people that in Montreal that listen to my podcast, some of them might, you know, have jobs, hopefully. And others, you know, have maybe they're too young and they're like, fuck, I'm not getting up early. But, and then I got here and we got the room all right, right? It feels good. We got it dark. Man, it's so bright. I wish I could show you. I want to show you what the fuck they were doing. But they were all so nice. Everybody that works here is so nice. I'm not just saying that. Like, they're adorable almost. They're like, friendly. I'm not, seriously. They're like, whatever you need. We got this, we'll move that chair over there, put that red chair over there. Before I knew the lights dimmed, I was taping pieces of paper to the lights. I'm like, well, when I say me, I'm one of these, you know, I always ask them, I act like I'm gonna do it. It's the same thing every time. I go, let me tape this up here. John, can you get, is that, you know, it's the only time I don't my act, you know, I don't like even age, talking about age until it gets somebody to do something. John, could you get that and do it? I have bad, that's a good thing when people are doing things. You act like, one year they were loading sodas into a festival, like they're for the, and all the comedians started helping. So I was like, oh, fuck, now I gotta help. You know, it's like into the party and we were all walking in. We're like, hey, one comedian goes, we'll help you. And I go, ah, oh, I'd help you, but I have bad manners. It's so hard. It's hard to live with. It really is. I wish I didn't. I mean, I know it makes my life not that great when you have bad manners. So I'm here now and let me pace myself. What time do we have this room till? One? One? Wow, you weren't, you really didn't, you let me down the way you all. And the band knows, and that's why they left. The way you went, you all got nervous because you didn't know who's yelling at the three of you that works at this festival, because you all three are the sweetest, most scared people I've ever seen. I asked Unscrew a Bulb, we got to call corporate. Can I tape a piece of paper? It's not going to ruin the wallpaper. I want to know who the fuck is making you live scared in this hotel because you're the three sweetest people I've ever met. And I think it could be Robbie Pro. No. He comes around, everyone gets nervous. Anyway, so I just want to be centered. So this is going to be a hybrid of the stand up. Didn't I have some notes? Put those down. I had a piece of paper. I thought I.
Oh, I had a piece of paper.
Oh, that's not
Look
even a
at
brag.
Me. I'm Todd Glass. I'm so fancy. I have notes. Look at me. I can remember everything because I have it written down.
That's
I'm so
not
smart.
Really
I'm epic. Todd Glass. Look at me. Look how smart I am. I'm Todd Glass. Look at me go. I can remember everything. I'm so smart because I wrote it down. I'm Todd Glass. Oh, look at me. Look at me. I'm just going to look at you. Oh, look at me. I'm just going to look at you in the dumb stare. I'm Todd Glass. Oh, look, that stone face. I'm Todd Glass. Look at me go. I'm
so fancy. I feel like you're just mocking me now.
Oh, we're just mocking you now. Look at us. We're just mocking you now.
You're doing exactly what I just said.
That's what you're doing. No, you're doing. Glass. That's what you're doing.
All right, whatever. Anyway, by the way, sometimes I think there's people in the crowd, not here because you're mostly podcasters, that think, like, I could see him in the car on the way home. The band was a little rude to him, didn't you think? All right. So what time? We have the room till 1?
Yeah.
Okay, great. All right. Off your phone, ma'am, in the back of the room. I don't know who you are, but it's the people I come. Ah, look at you, Phil. Phil, how's your day? What? What did you, go out last night? Oh, so you, oh, because you got to get up at 2. And where are you going? You're going somewhere at 3?
Yes.
What do you do?
It's a Queen tribute band in Sahel.
Where?
Sahel. Yeah, sorry, it's in French.
Hey, I asked you to talk in French. Why are you going back and forth from American to French to ruin my fucking bit? I heard it. He's going, all French. I want to show you the bit I would do. Then I'm going to bring up Gary. So I do this every night. I go, oh, how was your night last night?
C'est parfait.
Well, what did you do? Would you go out with friends? What are you going to do? Well, yeah, tomorrow maybe. But, all right. No, I speak. I listen French, but I can't speak it. So that's the problem. But I listen French. No, it's a thing. Go look it up. Isn't it a thing that you can listen
yeah.
French?
Oh, yeah, that's
no,
totally
seriously,
a thing.
Isn't
you
it a thing?
Know that. That's right.
Why
that's
would they lie?
Yeah, why would he lie? How
no,
could he benefit?
I know people
What's
are saying, I see that woman with the glasses. Come on over here.
Your doctor said you can't lie.
Yeah. Do that, and then we'll bring you up, and then we'll start this thing. But it's going to be fun. And look, we're all here. You know, that's what's awesome. That's what's awesome. Hey, when Gary... Okay, so do you know my safe word to George Carlin? Anybody? Okay, so to George Carlin, not that that would matter for this, but Gary said he has to go make... He did say, I have to go make a sissy. So, which is adorable. And I have to remember we're recording this podcast to use this Friday, so maybe beef it up a little. Like I'm just sitting here, I can just be sweating in front of the audience. And I'm just sweating, my whole life is just sweating. But you look great, it's actually, how many podcast listeners are here by round of applause? Like actually listen to the podcast. All right. Well, that's all right. Everybody else, it's gonna be delicious. We'll have a great time, and we're gonna be here for an hour. We'll make it special afterwards. Do you like grilled cheese sandwiches?
Yeah.
Oh, you do. Do you like grilled cheese?
Yeah.
There's probably places in the area afterwards you can go. After the show, you can go get a grilled cheese sandwich. I think you were at my show last night. You two, weren't you?
Yeah.
See, that's sad in my career that I could spot that. You don't see like. You know, you don't see, you know, big act going, hey, I think you were there, you know? Somebody, I could think of a hip band. Ezra Furman, the Rolling Stones, I go all over the place. So when Gary comes up, let's introduce him to, just do a... Okay, cool. So I just want to get one more look at everybody. Gary Goldman, everybody! Gary, 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 Gary,
He shakes the band's hand. That's old school. You can see Martin Short doing that. Come on over. How you doing? Good to see you. See, I shake hands with people in the audience. What do I, you know, what do I got to lose? All right, there's my set for tonight. You know, one of the things I want to do, Gary, if you can remind me, I'm doing a TV taping tonight, and I was supposed to run my set yesterday, but I messed up. So I thought maybe I'll run like an 8-minute set here today. If
sure.
I remember, I just felt the air click on.
Why wouldn't
That's
you do
hard.
That?
It now's a good opportunity, right?
Todd cannot walk into a restaurant or any other place, this is true, without asking his partner, company, where would you put the stage?
Oh, yeah, it's whoever I'm with.
Just in case he needs to run an 8-minute set.
But to George Carlin, that's true. Whenever
that's
I get
really
into a room,
true.
I go, where would you, if you did an open mic in here, where would you put the stage? It's like a sickness in my head.
No,
and then
it's,
I
not
argue.
A, it's not a, in
it's
order
not a
to,
sickness.
You have to understand, and all of this will be earnest. I'm not being facetious or didactic in any manner. I idolize this man. I worship this man. If you were to build the perfect comic, which I think Todd Glass is,
wow.
It would require the obsession, the compulsive obsession, such as where would you put the stage?
Yeah.
And he's done this at bat mitzvahs.
Everywhere I go, I'm like, where would I put it there? Did Dave Rath show up? He said he was going to come see my podcast.
He's given lighting notes at bat mitzvahs.
Well, no, but you know what I did? By the way, this is sort of what you're talking about, but not completely. I had to go to my nephew's bar mitzvah and about a year ago, and it was so, boring.
Bar mitzvah is the Hebrew word for fundraiser.
Hey,
sometimes I need it, yeah.
Wow.
But that also makes anything funny. The rim shot, my father has pancreatic cancer.
Hey, come on, don't be rude, seriously. Want to do the bit where we yell at the guy, but he won't stop giving us rim shots, but we're really trying. Like, we're doing a band rehearsal. We're in the band, and this guy's a new drummer. Well, yeah. All right,
so guys, you're playing a little loud, so just ease up the way you play sometimes. It's too loud, all right? Don't fucking do a rim shot after I fucking correct you. What the fuck is wrong with you? I'm not going to do a rim shot when I correct you.
Fire him!
What's great about run,
run from the bit. Run from the bit. Run from the bit. The bit.
And I want to show you something else. John, play a little song on the piano. You're new. Just piano. Give me clean piano. Give me some clean piano. And maybe pretend you're playing. Thank you. No one knows. We don't have the box around it, but we don't have the box. At the shows, we have a box around it. John, give me a little something else. He goes, play something, pretty boy. Is that the only one you know? Oh, it's different? Wow. Give me something else. Wow, that is good. That was good. Don't make a meal out of it. So, I'm going to go nice and slow. I'm going to pat my face. For the people listening, I have a white washcloth. More boing in the monitor. That's never been said before. So, I went to my nephew's bar mitzvah, and it was very boring. And I'm not, it was still, the party part was fun, but the where they do the, what is it? What do you call that at a wedding? Not the... The pre-party.
Reception?
The reception. Is that what it is? The reception's the party, right?
Oh, yeah. The pre-party.
Yeah. By the way, most weddings...
Is there a pre-party at a bar mitzvah?
Not the pre-party.
The bar mitzvah.
Oh, the part where they go, Baruch HaTor and Oil
Ahim. Yeah, the bar mitzvah.
Oh, that's the bar mitzvah, too? I thought that was the only bar mitzvah.
No, the bar mitzvah is the whole thing.
The whole thing.
It's not supposed to be a themed, may the force be with you, Joshy. It's not supposed to be a...
So that's the part I'm talking about. That part was fun.
Yeah. The reception.
Can I tell you?
With the DJ.
I'm going a little bit out of order here, but it all leads back to your bar mitzvah. At that bar mitzvah, the DJ had three really big guys that would lift people up in chairs. And I thought, what a great idea. Because you know what it's like when somebody want to get lifted up in a chair, and at first everyone's got their strength and they're up, and then it's like, hey, and by the third person, they're tilted. They're like, so your aunt, she's, they're like, God. But these guys, everybody, it was no big deal. They're like one-handed. People were like, yeah, lift me, So I thought that's a good idea for a band to, what?
But can I explain to you how that's bad for the Jews?
How's it bad for the Jews?
these Jews are so physically weak that they have to hire non-Jewish people to pick their fat asses up and carry them around at their own child's bar mitzvah.
Gary, 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 Gary Coleman.
We do that after something's funny. Well, I did think about that. Like, why? It does look bad. But anyway, maybe they can make them wear yarmulkes and claim they're Jewish.
I don't know if you do that in your act, but I actually do. I have it. It's a musical. I made it.
Oh, I already made a play.
Oh, okay, a novella.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
When two comedians have an idea, they want to make sure they both claim it, you know, because then they'll both do it on stage. Yeah. Like, oh, I already did it. I have a play. Oh, no. Netflix is doing a thing with it. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Well, mine was directed by Peele from Key and Peele.
Oh, yeah, the guy that did the other thing.
I see.
In an improv troupe, I'd have to be so fucking nervous.
I know.
Oh, my God. I'm not making fun of improv. Improv, I can only watch improv. Stand-up I can watch when it's newer because it's 3 minutes. If you watch a new stand-up, even in 3 minutes, you can go, oh, that was actually a funny joke, and then they're done in 3 minutes and you can be supportive. But with improv, when you go to see friends, I can't anymore because now if I go to see the best of the best, and I know everybody has to start. That's not my point, that you shouldn't start improv, but I can't go see it. I'm too nervous. Every time, like, oh, well, they're not going to be able to rhyme. And I say, because I know how I am with rhymes, you know? So I'm like, oh, shit, I can't enjoy it. So I just go see improv once they're all at a certain level. I mean, improv, can I show you something really quick? Would you like to?
Oh, yeah.
So the bar mitzvah. So I was sitting I went into the synagogue and they were doing, and it was a long one. It wasn't like, you know, modern day. It was like a very long, and then I thought, I'm an adult. Did you ever forget you're an adult? No one's going to know. You know what I did? I went and sat in my car with the air conditioning on and I smoked some pot and then I waited a half an hour or something and then I went back in and no one knew. No one's going, oh, where's Todd? When sometimes I always think people are noticing, and like I was waiting for a friend once at the mall, and I go, where are you? You know, here at the festival. And I go, I'm down here waiting for you. I look like a fucking idiot. He goes, Todd, really? Do you think anybody's walking by? What's this fucking idiot doing? And then somebody may go, why do you think that guy's a fucking idiot? Well, he's waiting for somebody. That's what a fucking idiot does. So, but anyway, I went into my car and then I returned and it was great. And things like that you can do, like eat dessert before dinner. I think that's a lot of things adults. Adults forget stuff like that. When I say it, you're like, I get it, you can do anything. But I was with my nephew who's 12. He's 11, when he was 11. And my sister-in-law told me when he visited California, she goes, make sure he brushes his teeth before he goes to bed. And I honestly said, no. If that hasn't been instilled in him by you, I'm his uncle. I want to have fun, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not telling him to brush his teeth. So we went to the Grove and I said, hey, Tyler, let's get dessert first. And he's like, "That you can do that?" I'm like, yeah, you can do whatever you want. I go, I can. Now, when your parents don't expect to do it, because that's not something they should let you do. But so I was with an adult friend once and I said, do you know, in France, they eat dessert before dinner because it cleanses the palate. And what it does, when you're starving, you will eat quick. But if you give something very sweet, it'll tame you and tame your taste buds and let you enjoy the food. He's like, that sort of makes sense. I go, well, I made it up.
Can you imagine having Todd Glass as your uncle? Oh my gosh, having to discipline him and ask him to brush his teeth.
I was good. I set boundaries with my nieces and nephews. It was easy when they were 10, 11, 12. It's when they hit 17 and you know they're smoking pot. Because they, I thought he was leaving because of the pot. I really did. I thought it was because of the pot reference. So I didn't want to, I knew that they might be 18, but I didn't. But then I was visiting my brother. I'm a nighttime pot smoker. That's when I really enjoy it. When for some reason when the sun goes down, that's when it works for me. And, my nephew came home, and you have to. I'm going a little long here. Kids get to an age where if you don't start treating them like adults, that's why they're bored out of their fucking mind at holiday parties. Because now they're 14, 15, and they're just 16, and now they have to come home and act like they're 12. Meanwhile, they're, you know. So once you realize that, and you go, they're adults, you can still set boundaries. So my nephew came home one night. I was staying with his parents during the Christmas holiday, and he came home late. And he was like about 19 at this point, and I was laughing so hard at Family Guy, like giggling, kicking my feet up in the air. I just, sometimes it does it for me. And he goes, Uncle Todd, are you high? And I went, shut the fuck up. How do you know? He goes, oh, because that's the way I giggle at it when I'm high. And then we smoke pot ever since. Not all the time, but we will share it occasionally. It's as a little
Again, if I had an uncle like Todd growing up, I'd...
You know what I was?
I have so much self-esteem, I wouldn't have to do a noon podcast. Yep.
By the way, I heard what you do. Don't do what he goes to the hospital. This is rude, by the way, very rude. And he goes in the emergency room, and he waits for someone to get bad news. He's like, oh, sorry, your grandmother died. And he goes... And then people in the way, they think, is he with the hospital? That maybe they think that's a nicer way to deliver bad news. Notice I said grandmother. I try to make it...
I just had a thought 3 years ago, and I've workshopped it and written it down in my notebook and everything. Trombonist... Pianist, cellist, xylophonist,
wow.
Drummer. That's why people don't respect drummers. He's a drummer, like a welder or a dilder. Drummer, you're a drummist. From this day forward, you're a drummist.
By the way, he's with the Make-A-Wish Foundation, and he's playing in our show. So thanks for cheering him up, Gary.
This was his wish.
This was his wish.
How low his self-esteem was.
I want to play drums and
didn't want to do WTF.
Want to do? By the way, we had the president of the Podcast Association on our show, and I still had to block some streets in my neighborhood. No, that's a true story.
The president of the Podcasters Association.
Well, we're number one.
The new president of the old one had to resign in disgrace. He realized he was the president of the Podcasters Association. That was the disgrace.
These guys are laughing a little louder at you.
How am I doing?
You're doing great. I think we're both fine if we just relax. All we have to do is relax.
What next?
One's so high.
What next?
No, there's no.
What next?
What's next? Oh, you really want to see it?
Yes, I love What's Next.
Okay, What's Next is a different version of it. I don't know if they know any.
It's the comedy formula, What's Next,
no,
right?
No. It's people...
That's a funny formula.
What's Next? Oh, what's, yeah, that's right.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
It's the social version of that.
Okay.
It's like, I figured it out. You know when people... The oldest one is gay marriage. Like, if we let gay people get married, what's next? We're going to let dogs get married? And it never happened. And you know those people are lying because I never heard anybody ever say on the news, you go, I was worried about gay marriage because I thought dogs were going to want to get married or people would want to marry their dogs. And it's two, that's what it was. It was 2 years, that's what the thing was. They were being, you know, and then it's 2 years later after they legalized it, I never heard one go, you know what, I'm okay with it. No, no people are marrying their dogs. That was honestly my concern. I wasn't bullshitting. So it's just like, you have to be honest why something bothers you. Because if you go to the doctor and lie about your ailment, no matter what he tells you, it's not going to fix it. So if you're bothered, like people that say, oh, you can't say Merry Christmas anymore, you're never going to get resolved because you don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
You're lying. You don't really give a... It's something else that's bothering you that you tame down because you're afraid it'll make you look evil. So you come to the surface with, oh, gay people shouldn't get married because of the sanctity of marriage. You don't give a fuck. The divorce rate's 50%, and then the whole ball and chain thing, I never heard, and the whole fucking man cave, that straight people fucked the sanctity of marriage up its ass many years ago. So you're caught in your lie. If you would have just said it, you know, weirds me out a little. Oh, there you go. We can have a nice conversation now. You were brave enough to be honest with me. Anyone that still says retarded, they say gay behind everyone's back and probably Jew me down an N-ring. I'm telling you. If you decide you don't want to do one, you go all the way across the board. Right, if you're going to stop one, you go, oh, I should just use adjectives, not assign people to them, right? So instead, now I'm done. But anyway, you guys could have played a little music behind me. It would have made that sound... No, like a little... By the way, the reason that's good... Hold on, I'll start that over again. A singer can tell a joke and then hit his song. Do you have a one-liner, and then you want to try it, and then go, and then the band will come right in. And even if it doesn't get a laugh, you can do one that you've been trying, but it doesn't get a big laugh even. It doesn't matter, because the band comes
okay,
in.
Okay, okay.
Like you want to stand up and act like you're...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And all of a sudden, maybe pretend he's in a black suit.
All right.
Yeah, he's in a black suit. He does a joke. Maybe give him a little as he's doing his joke. Right.
I just moved into a gentrified section of Harlem. It's at 125th Street and Malcolm Gladwell.
Anyway, we're going to do some of the old stuff, some of the new stuff. And then it doesn't matter. Watch. Hold on. Watch it.
This is one that I would use this if I was a singer, because bring it down a little, Phil. Don't make a meal out of it. Where's your bow tie? Okay, you forgot to talk in French. Okay, drummer. So anyway, and I thought it was rude when you said it. So you know when you go to the shoe store and they always go, the shoes run big. You know, they go, oh, they run small. Well, send them back. They're fucking broke. Anyway, I hope you had a good time tonight. Give me some reverb in here. We'll do some new stuff. We'll do some old stuff. Let's have some fun. Here we go. You know the words. Let's have it. Not unusual to be hood. Ha, ha, ha. Wow, you guys are good. So what's next? I go right back to the bits. What's next is a social what's next. So people be like, oh, well, last night I was going to try to do it with the band. We wrote them down. Do you want to, can I?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So I was going to do it with the band. I was going to go, oh, what's next? We allow this. We're going to allow that. And then you could do some of yours. Oh, what's next?
People kneeling during the national anthem. What's next? We'll be doing the electric slide during the Pledge of Allegiance?
Yeah, just oh, what's next? Oh, a transgender, neutral transgender bathrooms. Neutral bathrooms. What are we going to have? Neutral kitchens? And I'll just sit around making meatloaf with my cock in my hand? Why are you worried? And by the way, that what's next thing, if it was in therapy, anybody that says what's next in therapy, feel a little foolish when the therapist lovingly correct you. Because somebody brings something up in hand that's bothering them, and you suppose something that might happen if you adhere to that, and that's crazy. Crazy in so many words. Like, if you went to the therapist and you said, yeah, I'd rather my significant other not yell at me and correct me in front of company all the time. And then they go, oh, if I do that, next thing you know, I should cook all the meals. This therapist would say, what the fuck are you, what? Did that happen yet? No, but it might happen. Yeah, well, if it does, we'll talk about it. I hate when it doesn't get at anything, but didn't do anything wrong either, because it wasn't funny, and even if it was poignant and worth hearing,
insightful,
there's no sound of that.
Insightful.
There's
we
no
need
sound
some music.
Of
insi- right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's no sound effect for insightful.
Maybe if when the crowd, when it's not funny, and don't lie to me to make me feel good, but when it's not funny, which that wasn't, but you find it somewhat interesting, just go oh, and then at the end of that, you could have done that. Three people just.
Or what
came.
About a song where the main word in the song is indeed. Indeed, 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 indeed.
Wait, what are we talking about?
And instead of laughter, we just acknowledge the
indeed. Okay, let's try it. Anyway, all I'm saying, if you went to a therapist and you said, oh, if I do that, then she's going to want me to do this, you'd be like, well, if that happens, we'll deal with it.
Indeed. Indeed, 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 indeed.
Three people.
Indeed, 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 indeed. Indeed, 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 indeed.
All right, come over with the camera. We'll give you some good shots from the crowd. Come on over here. We're going to get, so we may get into the book next year. How about everyone? Hands up in the air. That was nice.
That solves the issue.
I hope the photographer wasn't mad at me. I was like micromanaging. Get some of the crowd. She's like, I know what I'm doing. I'm the festival photographer.
Have you noticed something about my drink, Todd?
A little softer. Maybe we need a little less.
Beautiful. What about your coffee?
Well, it's water.
Oh, it is water.
Yeah. Have you noticed something about this
cup? It's a nice mug.
It's a nice mug. It's reusable. That's part of the That's part of the plan. That's a hint.
If I recycle, what's next? I'm a bird.
Yeah, what am I gonna recycle next? My toilet paper?
Yeah. I can't throw gum wrappers out the window. The squirrels need toilet paper. Any excuse.
Yeah. I'm off straws.
I think I heard a comedian do that joke, actually.
I'm off straws.
Oh, you know, good. Can I tell you for a few reasons to be off straws? Hey, guys.
He's off straws. Woo!
A lot of us haven't done it in a long time. This is how you do it.
Sit. Hell yeah.
So the reason that it's good that you can't. Sometimes I can stop them. Sometimes I can't. Remember when they did the thing about, oh, you have paper, and I was going to stop. No, I let them wear themselves out sometimes, and then it gets funny. It does. Even when you were like before, you're like, all right, we get it. And then like 2 minutes later, you're like, it's sort of fun. All right, hold on. So straw wrappers. Who thought I would have something about straw wrappers? Now, I know you did it probably for the recycling, and they're very, straws are bad for the environment.
I saw a sea turtle suffocating him with a straw up his nose.
Where were you?
It was in a photograph. I wasn't there.
Oh. Because they're ugly.
Can I do a Price is Right?
Sure. And then remind me of my straw bit. We'll be back.
I've been watching Price is Right for 40 years now.
I know, it's comfort television.
One time, I saw a person, and I used to stay home from school to watch Price is Right, and I would watch it all summer. One time, I saw a person get within $100 of his Showcase Showdown and won both showcases. That is a miracle. If you do that, you should be named Secretary of the Treasury.
Yeah, he agrees. I think he genuinely agrees. He couldn't wait. He's like, the Treasury.
Who else has their finger on the pulse of the American economy than somebody who's a list of things?
I thought it didn't make any sense. Shit, hold on, guys. I'm gonna edit. Oh, you're gonna hate me for doing this. Oh, we'll edit later. Just say it again. I'm gonna. Okay, we're gonna say it again. Do it again.
I think that if you get within $100 of your showcase and win both showcases, you should be named. Don't say anything.
Just say it all the way through, and then I'm gonna edit it again.
You're edited out. All right. And I won't say the trombonist part. Right, because they won't have seen this or heard it. Yeah. The people in the room, shut your mouths. You don't want to see how the sausage is made. Yeah. Okay. So if you win the both the showcases. By guessing within $100, the setup is all wrong now. You should win.
Not only should you win. Hold on. By the way, now I want to break even. We're not going to edit any of this out for people. I know there's some people that don't listen to the podcast. I think it's funny. The bit is that I'd have the audacity to make him, I'll take that line, and then you have to sit and watch the nausea. It's nauseating. So we leave it all in, honestly. So
I don't think the people are in enough awe of this bit. This is so brilliant because you think that he only does this when he's on the podcast. I go to his house for lunch, and this is how the lunch goes. We're doing bits. We're joking. This is a human carnival.
Set me up one more time. All right. You don't worry about your setup because we'll take your setup from the first time.
We have your setup. That was the best take.
Okay,
all
right. Here we go. So set me up.
You should be named Secretary of
Treasury. Jesus. I mean, seriously. No, seriously. Who else has their pulse on the American comedy? Hey, Will, I hope you had a good time tonight, folks. We'll get you coming and going. We'll do some of the hits. We sure hope you like it. All right, so we do... I'm in a good mood, actually. People, I know it sounds a little cliche, but people put me in a good mood. I mean, you couldn't be nicer. You look great. Are you having a good time, ma'am?
Great.
I don't do crowd work usually, but what do you do for a living? You know what? Can I tell you? You don't even have to answer me. I love that you didn't want to tell me, but keep it down. Well, no, she's really starting to get on my nerves. That's what people that do bad crowd work do. I've noticed it. They get the audience. I've seen comedians do it, you know, and I'm a comedian. I'm not shitting on I'm just saying they if they do it and they're here, if there's one, they go, what do you do? What do you do? I'm not talking about someone yells out against the comedian's will. That's different. Then they got to deal with the chaos of the crowd. And if they go, what the fuck's going on here tonight? That I get. But they started. They go, what do you do? What do you do? What do you do? Look at this guy here. Then the crowd's going, what the fuck's going on here tonight? What you started. So
Can I just acknowledge another thing again, how the sausage is made? That woman is a plant. We wrote her line. I argued with you. I said, nobody's going to believe a woman in 2018 is going to use the expression for heaven's sake. The expression hasn't been used in 70 some odd years, and nobody's going to believe in you. Said, don't worry, these rubes will buy anything. I'm Todd Glass. How dare you question me?
Well, and you were adorable, but I had a feeling.
She's a trained actress. That is.
You know what? Well, we were going to do at my house once. Speaking of trained actors.
It's Diane Wiest, everyone. Diane Wiest. Came to the show. Diane Wiest. Young Diane Wiest.
You know
young
why
Diane
I left
Wiest.
Her alone? Because even in, I try not to, like, what do you, people get very nervous at comedy clubs to sit up front. So even though I did it, when you said, for heaven's sakes, I'm like, yeah, leave her alone. That's why I
pulled right back out.
Let her enjoy the show.
It immediately disarms you.
Yeah.
She says, for heaven's sakes, and she could say, I voted for Trump in 2016, I'll be casting it for Trump in 2020, and then again in 2022 when he has another special election because he rigged the first two.
Do you ever just wake up in the middle of the night and go, oh, fuck? When I go to the bathroom, Trump is president.
Yeah. It's replaced death as the thing that can undo any joy in my life.
I asked somebody the other day that doesn't live in the... I know more about politics than I ever did, but like a lot of people, you just learn this year. But I don't know a lot sometimes. And I asked someone the other day, maybe it was a little naive, I go, do like other countries know we hate, like we're embarrassed of him? They're like, yes, we know.
Do you think people were still doing podcasts during Hitler's presidency?
Because Hitler wasn't the president, though, was he?
Right, he was the chancellor. But I wanted to convert
I could have. Well, I'm sorry.
Orange.
I didn't mean to get you on a technicality.
Yeah.
But I told you I'd get you. Remember 10 years ago you did that to me and I said I'll get you?
Yeah.
Ah, Gary, I fucking got you. I waited till you weren't ready.
Yeah, revenge is a dish best served.
By the way, you guys, have, we've been doing... ventriloquism... to you, it's out of order, but to me, it's next.
Can I do my ventriloquism one-liner?
Oh, you can do ventriloquism?
Well, I can do the one-liner associated with it, and then I play into the music.
Do you want to be introduced like a ventriloquist for real? We'll give you some walk-in music, or is it too much?
It's too much.
Okay, yeah.
I worked with Jeff Dunham early on. He's a terrific human being.
By the way, can I tell you? Never mind.
His ventriloquism is contagious. I found myself ventriloquizing during his act.
It's infectious, so you see him doing it.
Yeah.
I see what
and I nudged my friend and I said, this guy sucks.
Look, I don't have a...
Is this racist or mine, asshole?
I don't have a problem. Look, I don't need to talk about it. You're right.
It's the puppets who are racist.
The puppets are racist. He's fine.
He admonishes them.
He shakes their hand. He goes back. Whenever they say something racist, he goes, hey, come on. So he's doing everything he can do.
He's doing everything he can do.
Do you know there's an old legend about someone that went up and punched
stabbed.
There's a ventriloquist, and then someone come up. Is it stabbed?
Yes.
Punched stabbed. Or stabbed, it's great. I love it.
The puppet.
Stabbed's even better. He stabs the puppet. And
I don't know if that story's true, because sometimes you hear urban legends that get exaggerated, but I think it is. You know why? Because I could see somebody in the audience. Just picture, I'm not saying people are stupid, because they're not. People can be brilliant, but then you have others, and I see that just that anger seething in someone, this fucking puppet. This guy's funny if this fucking puppet would shut up. And then he couldn't take it anymore, and he doesn't know how to deal with his rage, so he just gets out a knife, and he walks up, yeah, here you go, you fucking...
It was attributed in my lifetime to Otto and George, the person stabbed George, but it may be apocryphal because it was also attributed to Aristotle and his puppet, Peanut the Woozle.
Oh yeah, I don't have a problem with the puppets. Puppets are brilliant, actually. To be what they've done with children and being able to help them.
Yes.
Sesame Street and also.
Yes.
What's the Muppets?
The
like
Muppet
brilliant.
Show.
Just brilliant.
And Sesame Street.
Yeah,
it's the Muppet Show. Also.
Didn't I say the Muppet Show?
No, what I'm saying is there's really only two examples of good puppetry.
Oh, the one you just said from back in the day. He passed
Sesame
away.
Sesame Street.
No, he passed away, the comedian.
Oh.
Otto and George.
Yeah, yes.
And then there was a comedian in 89 who would bring a puppet out on stage, and he had a
cowboy
when you, when you have a toothache in the old days, they'd wrap a. Like, you know,
oh, that's
you know,
brilliant.
And then he would go, say hi. Hi, what's up,
Stevie? Stevie Ray Bromstein.
Yes.
Stevie.
It was good. The puppet just had a tooth. He goes, oh, it's killing me.
Oh, it's brilliant.
You guys do a little bit.
Yeah.
You want to try it a little? Just see it. We were all doing it. You know, it's so hard for me to not do a bit. Every day I wake up and say, do your jokes, don't analyze them. You know, maybe once in a while it's okay, you're in a moment, you analyze a joke, but otherwise, just do your bits tonight. Your bits you love. I'm not saying do something I don't love. But after that, it's always hard for me not to. Because I also don't want to come off like I'm picking on you're the sweetest audience in the world. But we were doing that. It is hard for me to believe. You don't have to do anything. You're beautiful. You're perfect. It's just like, you know, when you're in a relationship, you talk to each other. I'm just telling you this, you know. Some people look like did nothing for them. nothing at all. And you might go, what did you want? I don't know. To me, I'd giggle at that. It's so funny. We're five grown adults. Folks, I'm 32 years old and I'm up here. And I'm like, hey, how you doing? We don't know. And some people... And I'm not mad at them. I more want to get into the head of that person. I want to like go, I don't get mad. I get like, oh, who are you? What, you don't giggle anymore? Like you just... I lost my childlike... But anyway, I don't want people to get self-conscious either because you're beautiful. It's like I want to pick on people and then make them feel better.
Do we have time for something?
I'd be like a nice bully.
Do we have time for some nostalgia?
Sure.
Do you have any nostalgia music?
Do we?
Oh, I like that.
Wow, that's John. See you this one. John Brand Wagner, when you see this gentleman, ladies and gentlemen, or Mike Carrozza over here, or this young man right over here, Chris, Chris Sandiford. God damn it. I'm gonna say it five times, it makes me feel better. Chris Sandiford. Mike Carrozza, and this, ladies and gentlemen, is Phil. Oh, his name is too hard. We had a bit we dropped out of the... Oh, nostalgia.
See,
I'm a good host.
Do you want to do the story?
Oh, yeah.
Or do you want to do the one...
Well, you're whispering into a microphone.
Do you want to do the one about where you drilled a hole into the door of the bathroom so you could
watch me pee? You took that out of... Wasn't it where you come into the bathroom and you'd go on Last Comic Standing?
All right, let's tell it that way.
Tell that one, yeah. Okay. So anyway, when we were in...
All right, bring it down a little.
Got it.
Here's how it really felt. I try to do it with some decorum, wipe my face, but really. And I realize what it looks like. That's why when you see a show where you're wiping your sweat and then you watch it later, if they recorded it, it looks just not good. You don't see like a big, you don't see a big performer. Even if they're like Bruce Springsteen, he's not on stage. Okay, here we go. Let's do one of the hits.
Can I have a bottle of water? Is there any? Is that,
can I get a bottle
is that a big
of water
ask?
Too?
Is that a big ask?
So here we go. So. No.
I'm gonna tell him what you just said. Is it funny? And you can't, he goes, is it funny if when they bring me the water, I whip it over there and say I want it sparklets? I'm sweating, and then you get your ear in my your hot air in my ear, and I'm all of a sudden. It's like when you're sweaty and hot. If someone had a teeny little space heater and they put it in front of your ear, there you go. Hey, see, then there you go. So in tell the story. Do you want me to tell it?
I love how you tell it.
Or we can. Wait, we're good. It's always weird to say when I don't, because you know what I mean? When you don't want something that sounds cold to just go, we're good. It doesn't sound very nice. But thank you for all that you do. All right.
Thank you
John
so
Brand
much.
Wagner. Thank you. Thank you very much. I wanted sparklets. Thank you very much. Actually, can we get that back? I'll come get it. If it's not funny if I don't come get it. Thank you.
I can just feel better. Huh? You like it?
We gotta go in for the close. It goes too quick. Great. I hope you have a beautiful lives. By the way, if you're sharing a room with somebody, I think I am going to write a book of just, some will be 3 pages of a tip, one will be a half of a page. But if you're sharing a room with somebody ever, ladies and gentlemen, here's a great thing to do. You take the blow dryer, take a piece of tape, tape the cool air button, and then use it as a noisemaker when you have to poop. I need more boing in the monitor. Thank you. Thank you very much. That was one of the 3 people that we said that was so nice. Wow, I wonder, what if that's what he thinks of our show? Look at the middle guy. Look at the middle guy. Hurry up. Ah, we got you. He was like.
We got you, dude.
No, no, no. They don't want to join in. We're doing it. You know what? The show. In last Comic Standing.
Let's talk about the hypocrisy of me being off straws, but I'm fine with a plastic bottle. That's fine. Yeah.
I think the thing is, to defend you, you do what you can and you try. I'm not one of these people when someone's trying to be green. You ever know those people, someone's trying to be green, they're not claiming they're great, they're not claiming they're the best, and someone goes, what about the leather in your car?
Yeah.
Do you fart? Fucking relax. Maybe they bought it already before they started the new journey in their life. You don't throw heave your insecurities at them.
It's a philosophy. Todd Glass is a philosophy.
So here's one of the, so in Last Comic Standing, we had 4 of us had to share a bathroom. So I would be showering, and Gary would come, he'd knock on the door. I go, Gary, we did this 30 times. Every day we couldn't stop. Whenever I shower, he'd knock on the door. I go, what, Gary? He goes, I left my comb in the thing. He goes, I have to pee. So I go, all right, Gary, do you promise you won't look? He goes, Todd, stop. Do it like we do. We really commit. I'd be in the shower. Gary, do you promise you won't look?
Todd, I swear to you, on George Carlin, I will not look. I need some gel for my hair, because if I don't have the gel, it doesn't look right.
The shower's running. I'm like, Gary, I feel stupid that I'm so shy like this, but I am. I'm like, I don't know what it is.
I completely understand. I'm shy too, but honestly, Todd, I wouldn't ask you if I didn't need gel. Yesterday, I really needed my passport, and today I really need my gel.
All right, I feel so stupid. All right, I'll unlock the door. You won't make a joke. And look, it's not funny. Okay, and I open the door. He'd wait 2 seconds, and he'd walk in, and he'd go. We find that humorous to do. I started taking showers just to do the bit. So, all right, let's take a breath. Let me get a drink of water. Are there any questions? usually when I drink? Watch.
Glare, 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 glare.
You guys are good. They do. You know they do impressions?
No.
Do you want to be entertained? We can sit back a little and listen.
Yeah, I would love that.
Because then we chill out, and then we'll go in for the close soon. It goes quick. It does go quick. You know what? With all that's going on, together, we're all in this room, pretty good, loving feeling. Look at you people. Do you want to sleep over? Wouldn't it be great to just do that, to have sleeping bags, do the podcast at like midnight, and everybody sleeps over all over the place? You'll let like 30 people come. Maybe we'll do that next year. Is the president of the festival here? I'm so nervous whenever they come around. I've been doing this my whole life. I see them in the party. I'm like, same with you. Anyway, what do? You do Ray Romano?
Oh, yeah. Deborah, my love you, Deborah.
Jerry Seinfeld?
What's the deal with birds?
Why do they call it Bugs Bunny?
What's the
it's
deal?
Not a bug and it's not a bunny. Oh, yeah, it is.
George,
that's how he writes.
George, I love my
can't
food.
Do
on
my
the
show
airplane,
in colleges
George.
Anymore because it's
not
too edgy.
Food. It's just
does
my
anyone feel
that
money?
Left on the airplane,
just because I have
George.
A lot of money doesn't mean
George,
I can't have a creative
the deal with
problem.
My food on the
I
airplane.
Can't do my show in
it's
colleges.
Not the air. No, not
I
that
don't know
airplane.
What's going
food.
On.
My
nobody
food on
food
the airplane.
Airplane. It's just that
George,
you didn't get the big
what's
laugh
the deal
out.
With my
I always said,
food.
Don't blame the audience.
No,
the audience is never
my
wrong. The audience is never
George.
Wrong. The audience is
what's
never wrong.
The deal
I changed my opinion when
I'm
they came
losing
through
my
me.
Mind.
What a quinky fucking
day. I'm going to lose my
all
right, shit.
Guys, show a little respect.
Airplane
show
food.
A little respect to a legend.
George.
First, they came for Doug Stanhope. And then they came for Owen Benjamin. And then they, who? Then they came for me. They police.
We'll,
by the way,
we'll
the
never
Netflix
be
party
in
was...
an obscene car getting coffee because of this. You realize
I would
that.
I would do the show. I don't know about
yeah,
you.
I'd kill to do the show, but we just put the kibosh on
now,
that.
I'd be nervous. I will tell you the truth. I adore the show. Like, adore is a weird word, but the show brings me pure joy. So I have no stick up my ass. The show is just fucking...
Adore
just,
is going to take off because people are sick of, I love this, I love that, and
I
I'm so upset. Adore is going to
like
have its day.
I always
yeah.
say that. I adore stand I just yeah. love it.
I adore so, Rory Scovel.
Who, oh, by the way, he... Oh,
jeez.
Oh, he passed away.
Yeah.
No. Please tweet, his wife has his phone. Please tweet, rest in peace, Rory Scovel. Please tweet that, I really need you to. For heaven's sakes. Well, what I like to do, because we have I have one more thing. What will we close with?
We could do that.
Maybe we could. We could shoot it. We could and get the whole crowd singing with us as good as we could. Yeah, we will. Do you want to see? Can I show you something else real quick? What's the rest of your day like?
I don't have anything until 1 hour at La Chapelle Theater.
Oh, I love him. He's great. You know, I watched him do comedy. No, this is a true story. I saw La Chapelle do stand-up. He started when he was 15. Does everyone know that? By the way, when I did see Dave Chappelle when he was like 16, and I remember thinking, oh, fuck, I better step it up a notch. I was doing my dad smoking still. So he's here tonight. I want to give him a shout-out. So Let me just show you something real quick. Do you like, remember I was talking about improv before? I do this show. Yeah. I'll ask somebody in the audience and we'll do a quick thing and then we'll come back and sorry to keep looking at this. It's not because I'm not having fun, because I actually am, but just want to be respectful to the next show that's going to come in here because they were respectful to me. And look at you. You come in. Did you just come in?
Yes.
God bless you. I appreciate you even made it. That's my manager. Anyway. No, he told me, he goes, Todd, I got so fucked up last night. And also with you, stop telling the band, I'm going to use a word I don't like, but he uses it. Every night when he comes in, he goes, I got so much pussy last night. Which makes me, I'm like, that's the opposite of who we are. That is just, it's very rude.
That's not even his bit.
Thank you.
I got so much pussy last night.
Whose is that?
Neil Brennan?
I don't know who you're angry at, but you and Andy Kindler can say the mean things you want, and eventually no one will like you. I mean, I may say a little something about Jerry, but it's in good fun. You guys, really.
No, Neil Brennan is very popular with the women. He doesn't go around saying,
We'll edit this out, and we'll edit it out of this room, too. And not only can we edit it out of the post, but we have a way to scan your brain, and you'll... What was that? So we do, like, what is your name, sir?
Brent,
that's a cool name. And what's your favorite color?
Green.
You like green? I'll do a little bit. Okay. I don't know him. I know people, right? Their instincts. People are inquisitive. Here we go. You ready? Give me a little song. Act like you're playing. My name's Brent. So we're going to close it up now. A lot of people help out, and I always say, if you complain, just make sure when it's right, you take an extra minute to thank those people. And whenever you're walking into a situation like this with people you don't know, and they greet you and they're friendly.
That was so funny.
What was funny?
the improv. And I don't know whether it was because it was so quick how you were able to make the connections, or it was the song.
Yeah, I'll tell you what these guys.
This whole crowd is a delight. This whole crowd is a delight with a delight, light, 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 light. It's that UCB thing, that yes and, where yes anding. Instead of trying to negate
it. Yes, and go fuck yourself as a new improv troupe. The cooties have died. So what were we going to do? I know that, and then I was... Oh, yeah, so you guys in the back, and of course, you know, you hear everybody's name real quick, but I want to give you another thank you. You guys are great. The three of you are awesome. Thank
yes.
you.
Yes.
There we go. There they go. Are you sure I bring my own spotlight? Look at those three charming, young, beautiful people that made everything happen. They couldn't have been, they were so, I'm like, can we put that there? Look, thank you. Thank you very much. And then, what do we do? There is something I just thought we could close with. And then, I gotta be me, we could do, but there was something else. Shit, this is so unprofessional. Not that everything else has been, you're saying the tightness of the band. We did write, we did say a little something to, we wrote something for you, me and the band.
Oh,
Should we close with that?
Yes. Is that great? I would love that.
Now, on a scale from 1 to 10, how vaudevillian do you want to see this? Like, you know, 1 to 10, what do you want?
10.
Thank you. Once in a while, I do that on the road sometimes, because then when I am over the top, they go, we chose it. they feel like that's what we wanted. But sometimes somebody in the audience goes, a 4. I go, yeah, that's good comedy, sir, a 4. Yeah, how far do you want to crank it up? Give me a 4 out of 10. I can't wait to see what I get.
For heaven's sakes. Here we go.
Oh, by the way, one bit we didn't get to was, it's the guy that asks you if you want a massage when you tell him bad news, but it's not good. Hey, I ended up losing my sister last week. She passed away. Do you want a foot massage? It's like, oh. Fuck. Thank you very much for coming out, everybody. You're great. This will drop that next Friday. I hope I'll lay in bed tonight wondering what I could have done tighter. You want a 10. Okay, what? Oh, the screens. Can you turn those screens off? I know it's too late to do it for the whole show, but what was it look like in here with the screens off? And I'm going to go, damn it, I should have done that the whole show.
Indeed.
You can put them back on. I know they're for advertising. Already you probably got an email. Those sponsors pay.
Yeah, I do. We have hidden cameras in all the rooms. And
I think he wrote his name on the Netflix sign. So, okay, you guys... Oh, Ted.
Did you guys rehearse?
Yeah.
Please don't make me look like a fool.
Oh, no. We rehearsed. We rehearsed all week. Like, right, guys?
So we'll thank you, and then we will... We'll try to sing a song all together. Why not? What's the worst thing that could happen? Okay.
Thank you, Gary, for the $80 entertaining. Thank you for getting up early. And dumbing down there, but thank you, delightful.
They're just
as an artist, audience goes. Thank you, well. We know something about that. There's others word. Thank you all for coming to the festival. All
right.
It seemed like they were just repeating what you would say.
What a night here at the Just for Laughs Comedy Festival, everybody, in the Ovation Room.
Whether I'm right,
whether I'm right,
or whether I'm wrong.
Here we go.
Whether I find myself in this world, or whether I'm wrong.
Here we go. I gotta be me. Nice to everybody. Bye. One more time for the band. The band, you guys are the most valuable players.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like, every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like. It's you yourself. It's you. It's you. It's you I like. It's you I like.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.